this verse today. I was up on the roof, and I looked down, and it was just in the morning, the sun was just at the right angle where I could see my shadow and all my movements. And I thought, well, if my wife wants to see if I'm busy up here, she can't see me, but if she looks out the back window, she can see my shadow. She can tell if I'm just standing up there or if I'm working, if I'm busy. And that got me thinking about God in this verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, we cannot see God with our eyes, but can we see his shadow, that he's working? Notice with me in 1 Peter chapter 1, 1 Peter 1 and verse 8. I want you to think, have you seen his shadow this week or recently? 1 Peter 1, 8. 1 Peter 1, 8. Whom having not seen, ye love, and whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Have we seen his shadow? Have we seen what he's been doing for us? We're just so prone to take things for granted, aren't we? This morning, a load of shingles came. And I'd already kind of determined that I was too busy to help them unload the shingles. That's a good excuse, isn't it? Shingles are heavy, and, you know, isn't that what you pay them for, is to get them up on the roof and carry them around? But all that went out the window because a man and a girl came to move all those shingles. And I thought, all my excuses were out the window. There was no way even I could do my other task and allow that man and that girl to carry all those shingles. So I began to talk to her about the Lord and him when he got up on the roof. But got all the shingles taken care of and up on the roof. And then the man put all of his equipment back on the truck. And, you know, just as they were leaving, I was thinking, you know, I should probably give him some money to stop and get a shake, you know, after all that work. And I reached for my wallet, and I didn't have it with me up there. So anyway, they're way out at the road loading up all their equipment, and here comes the guy walking all the way back up the driveway. And he pulls out his wallet. He says, "You're married, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, sir." He says, "Well, here's some money. Take your wife out to eat a meal." So I just thought, you know, they really appreciated the help. Notice in Luke 6:38. And I thought, I see God's shadow. I see what he's doing. I can't see him, but I see he's active. I see his shadow moving. He's working. In Luke chapter 6 in verse 38, have you seen God's shadow? Have you seen how it's moving on your behalf? In Luke 6:38, it says, "Give and it shall be what? Given unto you." Now, I was going to make all kinds of excuses not to help them. But give, I gave my time, my energy. "Give and it shall be given unto you" what?
Good measure.
I was thinking about maybe giving him $10 for a couple shakes. And he more than doubled that, giving back to me. "Give and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down and shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again." And I thought, I've seen God's shadow. I can't see him, but I sure see he's doing something. He's active. How many times do we not look for his shadow. We've seen God's shadow in the printing ministry. We can't see God, but we have seen his shadow. Just recently, I ordered some more ink, and somewhere along the line, in fact, I probably should go get it. I'm going to go get a little book. Let me pause just a second. This is a cartridge of ink for our printer that we use. And when we first got the printer, these were, I don't know if it was $489. It was about $500 for a cartridge of ink. But the machine that we bought the man from, he's in Michigan here, and they have their own ink. And so I was telling him, you know, I figured, yeah, it's probably made in China. You know, they had their generic ink. And so I said, where's it made? And he says, right here in Michigan. He says, I got a couple chemists together, and we worked on the formulas. And so he said, it's made right here in Michigan. So I just saw these recently, and I think now they're $589 that the dealers sell them. And how much you think we're paying for these? Maybe some of you know. $189. So if they're $589 now from the dealer, and we're paying $189, and it just made me think, God, I can't see you, but I can see your shadow. I can see you're doing something. And then we was wondering how this machine, the duplicators were really inexpensive to run. They were like a third of a cent a copy. And so we were wondering how much it was going to cost to upgrade to this, where we could do color. And we are just now beginning to use up color. We've used a lot of black, but so I'm looking at yellow here, what we have. And from the first yellow cartridge we changed, it was 793,608 copies. 793,608 copies to use up one of these. And that far exceeded. So, like, we were spending a third of a cent a pass on the duplicators, and and that works out to 0.0002 per copy. We can't see God, but we can see his shadow. We can see his moving, just like my wife, if she looked out the window. I didn't ask her if she did. But if she would have, she could see that shadow moving up there. She couldn't see me, but she could see my shadow. We can't see God, but we can see his shadow. We can see him moving. We can see what he's doing. So what a blessing that has been. Brother Jesse was telling me about, I didn't use this language with him about God, seeing God's shadow, but would you mind sharing with me about your truck part? Would that be okay? Okay, could you hand the mic to him? He shared something with me today that I thought was really interesting.
About the old part.
Yes, about that part.
Yeah, so my my Ford would have, the old one, it needed a new oil pan. So they gave me a quote, the shop that I was at, for about $2,800. And I'm like, no. So I picked it up, brought it home, and I talked to Brother Jim. He's like, I'm sure we can figure out a way, or they probably even make something to fix the hole. It wasn't rotted out. It was just a hole for the dipstick tube to go down into while it was rusted or warped out. And sure enough, I Googled it last night, and I found a part for $350.
Amen.
To do the fix. So,
amen.
Yeah, great blessing.
Amen. So God uses his people. God used Brother Jim. So Brother Jesse, instead of spending about $3,000, God did something. We could see God's shadow moving. Brother Jim suggested something, and so $3,000 or $300, which would you rather pay? That's what I mean. You can see God's shadow. Do any of you other men, has anything been going on lately that you want to share with us, any of you men? Put you on the spot here, but if there is something, as I move along, just raise your hand, and we'll have you tell you a little story. Have you seen God's shadow moving? We can't see him, but have you seen his shadow moving? God has been so gracious to us. Notice in Psalm 68:11. Psalm 68:11. The Bible says the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that what?
Published it.
Well, we've got another wedding coming up here, and normally we order paper 2 pallets at a time. So, Jared and Megan, would it be okay at the reception if we sat each of you up on a pallet of paper? You can be king and queen for the night, okay? No, we don't want to do that to you, but anyway, I thought we're getting down there on paper, so I better inquire about it. So I text the man from Christian School Buying Co-op that we bought paper from since probably mid-90s. And he texts me back, and he's closed, the Christian School Buying Co-op. He's retired. And so we're always able to get a really great price on paper. So that's something to pray about now. And he gave me a lead on one of his suppliers that he used. So we will check that out. But that's something to pray about. But we have seen God's shadow moving when it comes to the printing ministry, whether it's the ink, the final cost. I mean, we were so concerned that we were getting into a machine that would cost too much to run. But we've seen God's shadow moving. He wants his word published. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Look at Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Like I said, if any of you guys have a little something you want to share with us at any time, you get my attention. Matthew 10 and verse 8. Matthew 10, 8. Jesus said, "Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received," and then what? "Freely give." And we have done that with the printing work, and we have seen God's shadow moving. It's just amazing. One of the older postal employees waited on me last week, and he has a different job there in the post office now. Actually, it's kind of out of the office, but it's postal work. And I hadn't seen him in a long time, and so he got the postage up for a couple. One was Brazil and another foreign country, and he was kind of apologizing for how expensive it was to send. And I just said, you know, God so wonderfully provides. I mean, can you put a price on the gospel? No. Notice in Romans chapter 8, Romans 8 and verse 32. Have you seen God's shadow? It's moving. He's actively working on our behalf. Romans 8:32, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also, what? Freely give us all things. And how about Revelation 21? Revelation 21 and verse 6. Revelation 21:6, and he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life, what? Freely. Salvation is free to us. It wasn't free to obtain. Jesus paid the highest price you can give. It's his life. There's no higher price that you can give for something. And he gave that for us. So it's free. And he offers it freely to anyone who will come to him in repentance and faith. So we've seen God's shadow moving. And tonight, there are so many people that, as I said, are angry at God. We was talking to about the Lord with these two workers for the shingle company, and he said something to the girl about some other worker, and I said, you probably don't appreciate working with just anybody, do you? People in their foul mouths? And we talked a little bit about that. And, you know, there are so many people that are angry at God. They're bitter at God. They doubt that he even exists. Well, he does exist. And we can see his shadow moving. And in closing, let's go back there to Psalm 91. Psalm 91. And verse 1, he that dwelleth in what? The secret place of who? The Most High shall abide under what? The shadow of the Almighty. Don't you just want to dwell in that secret place? Don't you just want to see his shadow moving, to see that God is working? We don't doubt his existence. We see the proof of it all the time. Brother Jesse was talking to me today about vehicles, and I mentioned back to him just how, well, actually he was talking about medical procedures too, and I said, isn't it something how God has made, how complex God has made these bodies? You talk about vehicles. Guys, how do you, what do you do with dirty oil? What does a vehicle do about dirty oil? Runs it through a filter, oil filter. What does a vehicle do about dusty air? Runs through an air filter. All the air going into the engine runs through an air filter. What about our bodies? A vehicle, you have to change the air filter. What do we have to change about our lungs? Nothing. God has made the lungs to filter, have ways to filter out dirty air and things. Maybe it's coughing, something. What does God do about our blood? liver? Is that okay? Okay, so the liver, kidneys filters other things. Isn't it something? How often do you have to get a battery for your car? 3 years, 5 years, depending on how much you spend for your battery, probably. What keeps us going? I mean, you know, they're pushing electric cars now, and now the electric companies are like saying, we couldn't handle it. Our grid couldn't handle if everybody had to charge their car. What keeps us charged? How often do you wash your car? What washes our eyes? Tears. God has made us, by his power, self-sustaining. We don't have to change all these filters until maybe we get older and then some systems begin to fail, and then you may have to go to dialysis, or you may have some other issues to do things. As you get older, your eyes get drier, and you may have to start using wedding drops, and you that with context know all about that stuff. But we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Can't you see God's shadow? Everything man makes, I mean, how long can your cell phone go on a charge? You know, people look at cell phones as a marvelous invention, but man so far exceeds that. Yes, you might get up in years and need a pacemaker to keep your heart beating at the right time, but for all the years, a lot of years normally, the heart just, it beats, that electrical impulse just goes. How many new memory sticks have you had to install in your head? Sooner or later, a memory stick runs out. A hard drive gets filled up. But the mind is so complex. It's a miracle. Can't you see God's shadow? You can see God's shadow. You can't see God, but you can see his shadow. How can people say that man evolved? That is so totally ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. We have a divine designer. Built-in filters, built-in electrical impulses, built-in computer. Never have to plug it in. Never have to add memory sticks. Never have to go through updates. I mean, don't you just love that? You know, you turn on your computer and it says, you know, working on update. It's just amazing. And as we think about this, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under what? The shadow of the Almighty. Can you see what he's doing? Can you see he's active? And that he loves mankind, wants mankind to be saved. So people who die without Jesus Christ are going to have absolutely zero excuse. I mean, can't you see that? Zero excuse. We have been divinely designed and self-sustaining for so many years, our systems. May God help us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Lord, we do acknowledge you. Lord, we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and sadly, we don't appreciate the complexity, the miraculous nature of our bodies until systems begin to fail. And only then do we realize how complex it all is. And how so many things work together as a system. So, Father, we thank you for opening our eyes to the truth. And Lord, we do want to abide in your shadow. We do want to dwell in the secret place of the Most High. And Lord, we do acknowledge that we can't see you, but yes, we've seen your shadow moving. We've seen you at work in so many different ways. When we follow your word, you fulfill it. You bless it. You bless our lives. We don't even deserve it, but you bless us. And we praise you tonight, and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.